We're in the middle of Simon Pei Tes. We're up to Sif Hey. I just want to go over something that we did the last couple of days, which is the concept of... So Pei Tes is talking about what we're not allowed to do before Shacharis. And then both in Beis, which talks about greeting people before davening, and in Gimel, which talks about either going on a road trip or starting one's... being involved in one's business before davening. So the concept comes up of saying Berachas HaShachar. So does it help? Does it not help? So yesterday we mentioned that there's a shtickle stira. So some poskim say there's a stira, some poskim say there's no stira. I just want to go through that briefly. So the Beis Yosef brings down from the Or Chaim that bowing as a form of greeting to someone before davening is asur. But if he started with brachos and he was mekabel ol malchus shemayim, not with kriya shema, but with saying berachas hashachar, then it's not such a problem. Then it would be mutter. On the other hand, we have the Chumas Adeshin, who says that brachos are not going to help when it comes to asiyas tzracha lifnei atzvila. When it comes to taking care of business before davening, the brachos don't help. So, you know, the question is how to understand that. Now, when the Beis Yosef brings down the Or Chaim, who says that brachos is going to help, so the Dakei Moshe points out, and this I think we mentioned a couple of days ago, that the Gemara addresses the fact that greeting someone... The Gemara discusses greeting someone during Berachas Kriya Shema. So they obviously already said brachas, and you see that it's still a problem. So the Bach says, well, this Bach seems to say there's a difference between greeting someone before davening and taking care of business before davening. The Magen Avraham the Taz seems to say there's no difference, and the Magen Avraham, at least with the understanding, the Machzor Shekel says something very beautiful. He says like this: it depends, you know, why this thing is asur, meaning the thing that you want to do before davening. If it's asur mi'ikar adin midina de gemara, so then the brachos are not going to help. But if it's something that was added on to later, so then it is going to help. That's why he says that, you know, the bowing business before davening, so that's something that came later. And therefore, if one... Now, that's the question: was asur mi'ikar adin? Is it only greeting someone with the shame shalom? Is it greeting someone with the shame shalom? It's only going to their door, mashkin and pisla, and then greeting them with the shame shalom. Is that the only thing that's awesome? If that's the case, then berachas hashachar is not going to help for that, but it will help for other things. Or maybe anytime you go to someone's door, it's going to be a problem. But when it's awesome ikar din, the brachas are not going to help. When it's not awesome ikar din, then the brachas are going to help. That's it. Doesn't mention the brachas at all when it comes to eating and drinking before davening, which we said is asur me'ikar adin. There are kulas, but it's we brought down the Be'alocha from the Chayadam that it's really not poshut at all to be eating and drinking before davening. Drinking tea and coffee, even with sugar and milk, the minig is meikel, a lot of poskim are meikel, and Dershu brings down other drinks as well, as long as it's not beer and wine. Okay, so that's just a quick review of Beis and Gimel. Okay, now we're up to Pei Tes. Hey. Okay, so we mentioned in Gimel and Dalet, you're not allowed to eat before davening. Okay, now let's say someone wants to wake up early. Anybody, he wants to wake up very early. I mean, the man of davening really starts from Alos HaShachar. What if he wants to wake up before Alos HaShachar? This is very common, let's say, by a fast day. Before the fast, people want to get up and eat. Okay, so there it's pretty simple in terms of continuing. But let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Hei. Hey Tesei, im hitzchil le'echol kodem alos ha-shachar. If someone started eating before alos ha-shachar, so tzorech la'hafzik. When alos ha-shachar comes, he has to stop. And there are those that say that he doesn't have to stop. If he already started beforehand, he's allowed to continue. Okay, so as a general rule, when we have a stam, a regular opinion, and then a yesh omrim, the halacha is like the stam, and this is no exception. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkatan Chavtes, last line of Chavtes, V'kotzu achronim she'ikir kisvar arishono. Now it comes a little sashachar, we're not allowed to eat, even if a person started beforehand. That's the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Chav Zayin. Even if he started behete, the hainu. Now, this is interesting. It says not really enough to get up before alos hashachar to eat. The hainu shaya yoter michatzi sha'a ad alos hashachar. The half hour before alos hashachar is also a problem. So you have to really get up at more than half an hour before alos hashachar and start eating then. You're not allowed to start eating at that point. Kumosha Kasava Rama, but Simon Tafration Bays, the Gabi Lulov is discussed by Lulov, but the Gabi Kriyashma Daraisa. Now, that really depends what you're eating. Sorry. Vidav Kumocha Yosemi Kebetza. That's only if he wants to eat more than a kebetza. Davi Derech Keva. That's called a kvias. He's not going to make a kvias within a half hour before Los. Olishdos Bekishir Zeb. About Bapochos Mizeb. Mutter Adam Udashach. If he's going to eat less than a kibetza, he's going to take a very small piece of cake. Or, the Yerushu points out in footnote 35, if he's eating non-Mizonos products, if he's eating fruit, if he's eating rice cakes, if he's eating things like that, he can eat as much as he wants. Even before Alos HaShachar. Meaning, the Issa within the half hour before Alos is more than a kibetza of bread, more than a kibetza of, we call pasta babikisnin, of Mizonos products. Then there's a discussion, there's two types of Mizonos products. There's the baked Mizonos products and like the cooked Mizonos products, like noodles and things like that. So here in Dershu they say even a tavsho, which is like noodles, like pasta, from Chamesh, Mine Dagam, Kasa become a Shemutter, but not to be Koveh Suda on that. Okay, then it's a discussion. What's called the kviya suda on these noodles? Okay, so within a half hour, you can only, when it comes to Mizonos, certainly possible to kiss, and you can only eat a little bit. More than half an hour before, he's allowed to continue. Okay, so hold on. So here he started behete more than half an hour before. So when it comes to Amura Shachar, Alos HaShachar, he has to stop. Okay, Tzarek Lahafzik. By Alos HaShachar. Chavches, Tzarek Lahafzik, when? Kishe Ola Amura Shachar. Now, all the posts can ask, why is it different than mincha? The afagad, you would see this mincha ain't tzarech lahafzik. If you started before, when it was mutter, you don't have to stop. Kamo shekaz v'sim reish lam v'beis hachos mincha. Hacha shani, here is different. Why? Kem das mechu akra, dilo sochu al adam. Because when eating by shachris, before davening, is built off of a pasuk of lo sochu al adam. Not that lo sochu kodem shetispalu al dimchem. Don't eat before you daven for your blood. And therefore, it's more chamer than mincham Arab, and therefore, tzarech lahafzik, even if you start a behete. Now, for example, Shema Zohar, Kasu Achronim, Shefil Kam Bechatzos Alayla, even if a person gets up in the middle of the night, the Zohar says, Osu Litam Kodim Shemispal. A person is not allowed to eat until the morning, until shachris, after davening. Because we were guarding, Davka Kshay, Yashi, and that's when he went to sleep and he woke up. The Ashu Dishti, Ashari, it could be that drinking would be okay, even according to the Zohar. Now, umidina afil yashay mutter lechav v'lishta. Now, maker did it's going to be mutter. According to nigla, it's mutter. According to zohar, it's asa. So, which means that maker did it's mutter. Mikamakam nachon lechatchil izar b'zayim ein amuchrach. If it's not so important, then a person is proper to be machmir like the zohar. If you look at the last line, firstly, he continues, he brings on the Reb Chaim Vital himself. If he woke up and he wasn't feeling so strong, he would eat. What about before Alos HaShachar, or before the half hour in the middle of the night? Person wakes up very early, Okay, we're talking about before Alos HaShachar, or before the half hour before Alos HaShachar, he's allowed to eat, even though it's against the Zohar. Okay, and then the Mechaber concludes, V'yeshom she'ino tzarech lahafzik. Mishwisif kan lachavtes, ratzalomar the tefillah. He doesn't have to stop for the tefillah. I feel it's a bit iser. Now this opinion holds, even if he started when he wasn't supposed to start. He started... What's the iser? He started within a half an hour before Chatzos. So then he can continue going, I'm sorry, half hour before Alos HaShachar. He can continue after Alos HaShachar eating. If he started Bisa, he has to stop for the Doraisa. The Doraisa is Krishma. And then he can say Krishma without the brachos. Okay, because the brachos is the Rabbanan. And then he can continue eating, and then he can go back and finish up. Okay, but we don't pass him like that. We pass him like the first opinion that comes to Alos HaShachar is not allowed to be eating at all. Then the Bir Lacha throws in also Dibur Maslav Yesh Omrim that, well, wait a second, there's also a mitzvah d'arayis of tefillin. He didn't put on tefillin yet today. So you'd have to put on tefillin as well. Okay, so it's, but the Maslav, we don't pass in like this opinion. We're passing the first opinion that even a person who starts beheter eating before a half hour before Alos HaShachar, or eating things that you're allowed to eat within the first half hour before Alos, all these things, he'd have to stop by Alos HaShachar. Okay. Siv Vav is very interesting. The Gemara says in Brachos on Daf Heyam and Beis, Abba Binyamin says that there are two things he was always very worried about. And one of them is Al Tfilasi Shetei Lifnei Mitasi. His tefillah should be in front of his bed. The question, what does that mean? The rest is Samach Lemitasi. What does that mean? Davening close to bed. So Rashi says he would not do any malacha, and he would not learn Torah until he davened. He won't even learn Torah. So Tosa says, where does Rashi get that from? That you're not allowed to learn Torah before davening. And then it brings down a Gemara. It sounds like it is better to learn before davening. All the poskim are bothered by this Rashi and try to make sense of this Rashi. So the Rosh says, you know what the Rashi might mean? Maybe what Rashi means is a person who generally does not go to shul. He davens b'yichidus. If he's going to start learning, he gets so wrapped up in his learning, he's going to go learn for 5 hours straight. He's going to miss those makriyas, those mantvila. He's going to miss all davening because he's so caught up in his learning. Otherwise, we should all have that problem. So that's the pshat in the Rashi. Let's see that. And that's what's going to be brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Pei tes vav. Afilu lilmud aser mishigi zman tefila. A person's not even allowed to learn once the zman tefila arrives. V'hainu. Now they explain. Misha ragil espala b'beis midrasho. Someone who is accustomed to davening where he learns. He learns in his office and his house. That's where he davens shachris. Okay, he should. Whatever. We are knowing to go to shul. There is an inyan of davening where you learn. Why this person never goes to me and always davens at home, I don't know. But a person who is regular, probably based on Joshua, but ain't a regular chabes hakmeses, and he's not used to going to shul. Dikele mechash, there's a concern. Dilma mitri begins, so he'll be very caught up in his learning. V'yavor is man kriyas shma utfila, and he will just learn straight through. So is man kriyas shma, so is man tefila. But a person who's accustomed, which we all should be, to go to shul for shachris, so then there's no concern, and you're allowed to daven before, you're allowed to learn before davening. Mechaber continues, if he's teaching others, this is from Rabbeinu Yonah, it's going to be mutter. If he has a private shir in his house every morning before davening, so even if he's not accustomed to going to shul, so that's a heter for the Torah, the Rabbin. Kevin Shashal Veras, the Schus Harabin Davar Gadohu. If he doesn't teach them now, they're not gonna learn. They're going off to work. He gives an early bird shear early in the morning. So here he has a heter, even if he doesn't usually go to shul. So we said, if a person goes to shul, he can learn before davening. Hopefully, that's all of us. Halavai, we shall get up early and learn before davening. And a person who davens usually at home, so he's not allowed to learn before davening. He has to daven first, which also makes sense because why is he learning for davening? He's going to go to a minyan that's later, so he has a half hour, an hour. He's going to go, he's going to learn. But a person is anyway davening home, so he might as well daven now, unless it's pre-davening. Right, that's what the Mishabura discusses over here. We're talking about obviously when it's the time to daven. If he wakes up at 4 in the morning, so then everyone agrees he can learn. He can't daven at 4 in the morning. He can't daven until after Alos HaShachar. Okay, and then the Schus HaRabim, the exception to the rule is if he's giving a shiur to the Tzibur, then that's going to be Mutter. Sif Zayin. Mutter the histaper of the Kohenes Amerchatz Samuch LeShachris. Shilogazu Ela Samuch LeMincha Shudavar HaMatzui. So the Mishnah and Shabbos Daf test. It discusses the things that you know how to do before Mincha. Wrote down over there, I think, of Eishlam Ebeiz, Hachas Mincha. So there, it's a half hour before Mincha. This whole discussion, Mincha Gedol, Mincha Ketana. Okay, so by Shachris, this is not so much of a discussion. This seems to be my Chalkes Maganav Ram Taz, is it pre-Nates or pre-Alos? Okay, so what this means does not mean that before davening Shachris, a person can do all these things. What it means is Somuch LeShachris. It means before Alos HaShachar, even within the half hour before Alos HaShachar, where you might think that it's Aser because within a half hour before Mincha, these things are Aser. Chazal were not Gozer before Shachar because these things were not common to be done a half hour before Alos HaShachar. So, Mutu the Estapri, the Chazal Merchot, Somuch LeShachar means the half hour before. Mishmur Sifkatam Lamid Vav points this out. Davka Samach LaShachris, what does it mean? Not before you daven Shachris, before the Shachar, before morning. Then Kodim Sha'ola Amura Shachar. Aval Misha'ola, but a Shachar Gamza Osir. Because of Rim Gadim Dedin, Uborasiki, Usa'uda, Osir, Samach LaShachris, Kamo, Samach LaMincha. These three things, to sit in a Dindara, to be involved in your tannery, and to set a Suda, like we said before, and said, hey, also, even Samach LeShachar's Kamo Samach LeMincha. V'liknos Tzarchei Suda Be'er Shabbos Kodin Fila Shari Techevtei Shemayim Hema HaBachol Aser. It's time to go shopping. Rami Levi, before Shachar's, is going to be Aser. On Erev Shabbos, where it's a Tzarch Mitzvah, you're doing it for to prepare for Shabbos, it's going to be Mutter. Mishav Yosef Katan Lam is Zayim, Shehu Dava. So Rav Ha'am Nechnas in Shambayom. People don't go so early in the morning to the merchats or to take a haircut. Aval b'shachar davar she'eino matzui hu v'lo gozer bo. It's not common in the morning. Chazal were not gozer. V'olsen ha'melachos shederach b'nei adam mahashkin lehem kodem alos ha'shachar b'lo. Things that are normally done before alos ha'shachar. In our door, before alos ha'shachar, everyone's sleeping. I don't know what are things that's common to do before alos ha'shachar. Yesh machmir b'sorvim de b'chatzi sha'a shekodem alos ha'shachar oser kamo samach l'mincha. So even though Chazal were not going to, but because it's not common. So if you come up with something that is common, so then there's room to say Chazal would have been Goyzer. So you should be Machmer. Al-Kain, but Chazal might say Chazal were not Goyzer, and therefore Meikir Din is still Mutter, and if Meikir Din is Mutter, Al-Kain, Tov Shiyomar Brachos Mikodem. So when something is Mutter, Meikir Din, that's how we started. If something is Mutter, Meikir Din, just as the Inyan to be Machmir, so then that's when brachas help. Brachas don't get us out of something that's also Me'ikar Din. You have to say Kriyashma, you have to say Tefillah. The brachas alone are not enough. But if something is Mut Me'ikar Din, just an Inyan to be Machmir, the post of Machmir, so brachas is going to help for that. So, you know, the question is, in terms of, we're talking about over here, taking a shower. So Tefillah, there in Dershow, he brings down a whole discussion. People go to the mikvah before davening, and when they go to the mikvah, they also take a shower before davening. So the whole discussion, all the different post-game, you know, revolves in his makeup because the you gotta go to the mikvah before davening. Tarkonis is Ezra, whatever, Ariza, whatever it is. So maybe the shower is just bottled to the mikvah. They says rechitza b'miklachas is only rechitza arai. It's not a real rechitza, and therefore it should be okay. But it's only a second reason. Then it brings down Rav Yosha, says you can wash yourself, but you shouldn't wash your whole body. Then Rav Shlomo Zalman says maybe you can be makel on a shower even without going to the mikvah, but you shouldn't use soap. Then he brings down Rav Nissen Karelitz, part of the other varagams. Okay, if a person's feeling dirty in a certain part of his body, wants to wash just that part of his body, that's going to be okay. And Tzvi Gerchas, they bring down that a shower is okay. I mean, you know, he brings down a source.
What about getting kids ready for cheder?
You're allowed to get your kids ready for cheder before davening. They talk about going out to buy the sandwich. Yeah, they all matter. They talk about going to get your kids a, you know, you forgot the bread, you didn't buy bread, go buy bread so the kids have what to eat. Things like that. Now, what's with the histop here? It's also very common in America. You get up before you go to work and you shave. Did you talk about that? So, you know, nowadays the whole thing is a little bit, you know, it takes 3 minutes to shave. We're not afraid they're going to... I mean, look, I have a thing. You have to charge it in the wall. It doesn't work when it's plugged in. It only charges. And you could run out and then half your face is shaved and half your face is not. And you, okay, which is what the Gemara talks about. The scissors is going to break and then you're going to have to find a new one. It's going to take a whole long time and you're going to miss mincha. So, in theory, it's relevant nowadays also, I suppose. I don't know. I didn't look into the histaper. I looked into the merchats. I'll have to get back to you tomorrow. There's just a shadow that still remains. They bring down that even to look at a newspaper before diving, just like, you know, look at the headlines very quickly is okay. Like, wait, what about looking at the news on the computer? That is something that is never ending. A person who's not paying attention and those who have no responsibilities in our door, that's what they do all day long, and it's never ending, and a link, 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 and a comment, and another dumb comment, and a link. So, I don't want to say that that's us, but I definitely can hear why someone would say that's us. That's a classic example of something. Nowadays, like, I don't know, what's mamshich? Like, here's about people learning for hours in the mamshich. Okay, that's learning. And there's a tzad to say that it's us, because you're going to forget the daven. The computer, which is totally addictive, and people spend very large percentages of their life, you know, on the news, and I don't know everything else you can do on a computer. I don't even know, playing solitaire, whatever they do, I have no idea. So I don't know. You need to ask a rav who understands computers and understands Simon Pei Test.